This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to a post on social media by Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella, Mr. Modi said, "When it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India." He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. Meanwhile, Mr. Nadella thanked Mr. Modi for an inspiring discussion on India's AI opportunity. In a social media post, Mr. Nadella said that Microsoft is committing more than $17 billion to support India's ambitions. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. In a social media post, he said that they both discussed the use of AI for public good, frontier technologies and data sovereignty. The minister highlighted that Microsoft's landmark investment reflects India's rise as a reliable global technology partner. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu yesterday held a meeting with IndiGo's top management to review the stabilization measures. In a social media post, he informed that IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers was summoned to the ministry to provide an update. The minister said that Mr. Elbers has confirmed that full refunds for flights affected till 6 December have been completed. He said a strict instruction to expedite the completion of the remaining refunds and baggage handover has also been given. He said the minister considers it necessary to curtail the overall IndiGo routes, which will help in stabilizing the airline's operations and lead to reduced cancellations. The Director General of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to reduce its winter scheduled 2025 operations by 10% across sectors, citing significant flight disruptions and the airline's inability to operate the approved schedule efficiently. In a notice issued by DGCA, the airline watchdog said IndiGo was approved for 64,346 flights in November this year, while the airline operated 59,438 flights and recorded 951 cancellations. Furthermore, it has asked IndiGo to submit revised schedule by 5 p.m. today. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal yesterday virtually commenced commercial operation date COD of third unit of 250 megawatt of the 1000 megawatt Tehri variable speed pumped storage plant at Tehri, Uttarakhand. This plant will be the largest PSP of its kind by a central public sector enterprise. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Lal said that this achievement marks India's first variable speed PSP and strengthens the clean energy transition of the country. The India-United States Foreign Office consultations took place in New Delhi yesterday. The FOC, co-chaired by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and U.S. Undersecretary of State Alison Hooker, provided an opportunity for a comprehensive review of the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that the two sides discussed key bilateral issues including trade and investment, defense cooperation, energy cooperation, technology, critical minerals and trusted supply chains. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal held discussions with European Union's Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Marios Sefcovic. During the meeting, both emphasized the strategic importance of concluding a fair, balanced, and ambitious agreement that aligns with their shared values, economic priorities, and commitment to a rules-based trading framework. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions in Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, and Madhya Maharashtra for today. Similar conditions will prevail over Marathwada, North Interior Karnataka, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana and West Madhya Pradesh. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first game of the five-match T20 series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha. Chasing a target of 176, the visitors were bowled out for 74 runs, with Indian bowlers delivering a disciplined performance. Hardik Pandya was declared player of the match for his all-round performance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.